absolute and mighty praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out, say.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of Rescue.
Now, we have been journeying. Tonight we are going to pray. But before we pray, I want to speak to you about something very, very important. How many of you have enjoyed the journey so far in the life of King Uzziah? The journey I've taken you so far in the life of King Uzziah. And I'm going to continue today and tomorrow probably. Then on Thursday and Friday, I'll enter into another prophetic dimension of the whole thing. But today and tomorrow, I want to conclude with the lessons that the Holy Spirit opened my eyes to learn from the extraordinary help of God according to Uzziah. Now, we have already spoken about how God helped him. How God helped him spiritually, financially, in his agricultural business, in his military setup, in inventions and technology. How God helped him in several ways for him to be outstanding, unusually powerful as a young man. I've explained to you how God made him famous. God gave him fame that he didn't have to fight for it. God just made him famous, like the way Abraham didn't fight to be famous, but God made him famous. We saw all those powerful dimensions. We saw how God helped him by fighting for him, by making him a builder, by covering up his disadvantages and his limitations, and granting him advantage over his enemies and over life. God not considering his age. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. So, we saw how God helped him. God didn't even consult his family history, his family history or his family background, who his father was. Because if God had consulted who his father was, God shouldn't work with Uzziah. Because his father disappointed God terribly. And as though that was not enough, his grandfather was another national disaster. So how will God use such a man with a poor family lineage? Even doctors, when you go, they are investigating your life. They will look for who your father is. They will check, do you have this history in your blood before? They will tell you that it can be a problem. When people are going to get married in those days, it's today that we are in slave queen generation. So, in the slave queen generation, our parents don't look for wives for us, the husbands for us. We go and search for ourselves. The ladies are not found. They are strategically positioned. That's the generation which we are. Where they don't sit home for you to go and knock. What are you talking about? Tell us, what are you talking about? We are living in a slave queen generation. Everything has changed. But you see, in those days when marriage was marriage, those days where finding a partner was according to biblical terms, you have to sit in your home for you to be found. You have to sit. And when somebody, when your son comes to tell you that I've seen a certain lady that I want to marry, you'll quickly have to send some spies to go and look for information. Find out that if you fear me, money papa, what sort of thing? You didn't do social studies. When you are going to marry, they go and investigate. At least I met it in social studies too. You don't go and ask questions about who, your potential partner, his background. They do background checks. But today they don't have time for all those things. Today it's all about love. It's all about being able to grease your ankles palms. The moment you mention marriage, it's following you. No investigation. Just be the kind of son that makes your mother happy or brings food home. The moment you mention marriage, they are chasing it out. They are going to make it happen because they want to please you. But those days, they are checking which family are you entering? Whose daughter? Even when Goliath stood as an opposition against Israel, and David decided to defeat Goliath or fight for Israel, Saul didn't bother much. After all, if a young boy dies, who cares? After all, he's a shepherd boy. If he dies, he's just buried quietly. Then nothing is lost. I will not let my son Jonathan go. I will not go myself. Let this shepherd boy. But the moment he defeated Goliath, then Saul called his armor bearer, his general, then asked him, whose son is this? Go and investigate. Whose son is this? Because the fact that you have brought up the mighty giant means that with a stone, it doesn't happen. It means the hand of God is a go and check. Maybe someone's, that's someone's son or somebody powerful. That means it's on the way. So they have to check whether somebody that can become a king that is walking by is the family. So you see, where you are coming from is being determined, like it's being consulted to determine what can come out of you. But I declare that where you are coming from can never determine what comes out of you. Let your amen be a believer's one. Very, very, very important. We learned all that. Make sure you have the recording, okay? This is tip four. This is tip four. So go to podcast. Today, the other two tips have been uploaded. So go to podcast and have and add the tip four to it, God willing, tomorrow. So now, I want to talk to you about something. I'm going to towards the end. So even though my prayers into help is just starting, but I want to finish with Uzziah. Then I'll pick up some other dimensions of help that I want to speak to you about. But according to Uzziah's story, we want to look at the errors of King Uzziah. We have seen how he rose from nothing into becoming something. We have seen how powerful he became and famous. The man who invented machines for war. Machines that can throw arrows in thousands. Not single. Machines that can shoot bombs or huge rocks and stones. Such a mighty man. He had arrows. And you see, that's why I ask you to tell somebody that as for your help, it has been decided. Tell him, as for your help, it has been decided. But be careful about the errors of Uzziah. Tell him. Tell him, watch out for the errors of Uzziah. Because as for the help of God, he has determined to help you. But you must watch out that after you receive the help of God, you will not fall into the errors of King Uzziah. King Uzziah began as a national celebrity. But unfortunately, he ended up, just like his father and his grandfather, as a national disaster. He also added to the disappointment of his lineage. It's a very unfortunate. God picked him up, gave him 52 years of experience with God, and still, like when I heard the story of an archbishop in this country, great man of God. He shared it himself, so I can share. Shared it himself. How his grandfather was polygamous, married many women. His father polygamous, his great grandfather. And he rose up as a young apostle and was able to break that thing. Got married to one woman for many years. But in his old age, after he has become famous and more powerful all over the world, not as a young guy with exuberance, his marriage still failed for him to go to number two. He shared the story himself. And that's how come he became the father of what we call the transgenerational doctrine, that there is something called transgenerational sin, transgenerational curse. Because he had it firsthand. That even though he fought it more than 40 years, somewhere, somehow, you still became a victim.
I pray for you
that whatever you seem to be conquering today,
may you live to conquer to the end.
The prayer I prayed, some people don't understand what I just said. I said, I am praying for you. Today, you are not womanizing like your father. Congratulations. Today, you are not boozing like your mother or your father. Congratulations. Today, you are financially sound, not like your father. Congratulations. But I said, I am praying for you that in the next 60 years, by the time you are old, you will not still be a victim of the same demon in your house. Let your amen be like thunder. Let your amen be like thunder. Clap your two and say, help me, Lord. And I fear that one more than the beginning. The Bible says that for the end of an issue is more important than the beginning. You scoring the first goal is not as important as you finishing with the win. You scoring more goals at the end. You can be leading one if by injury time. I think yesterday I was watching highlight. Was it England? England against, they said, is this something or something? England against who? Slovakia. And they were leading England by one goal. Then in injury time, was it extra time or plus one? Then Bellingham equalized with a bicycle kick. Then it went to extra time. Then Harry Kane finished it. You may be winning from the beginning, but may you win at the end also. Tell somebody, you may be winning from the beginning, but may you win at the end. May you win at the end also. It's very, very crucial. Don't joke with what I'm saying. Because as I went through this thing, I sat myself down. I said, Prince, you may be winning from the beginning, but sit up. Sit up till God calls you back. Because I've realized that the demons of our father's house and our mother's house, they don't give up. They keep reappearing. And tonight, this thing I was telling someone, that if you normally dream and you see your father chasing you, you see your mother chasing you, you see somebody from your family who is an old figure chasing you, it's like always they're after you. They're either beating you or hurting you. Something. It is not the personality you are seeing. It is called a familiar spirit. It's a spirit of the family. It is the spirit that makes useless those people you are seeing. And that spirit has determined that you are next in line. But I pray for you in the name of Jesus that may you never be a victim of every family battle. Let your amen be like thunder. Let your amen be like thunder. Clap your two hands together for Jesus. You can't joke with what I'm saying tonight. That is why people start so well. Before they end, they end poor. And you check, the same thing happened to everybody. People start so well, married beautifully, married in glamour and grand style. Yet, they end up. Today I was speaking with a senior man of God, and he was telling me the history. He has encountered a divorce, and he was telling me the history of his wife. His wife's greatest grandmother, divorce. Greatest great grandmother, divorce. Grandmother, divorce. Mother, divorce. Sister, divorce. Everybody, divorce. And he, the Osofo, married this sister from the youth, and they are all spiritual people. But as I'm talking to you now, they are divorced. Catch up, say, Yemfei Diagro. Married after 10 years and they divorced. What is your 5 years? Then I asked for me, this 5 years, God has been good to me. Praise God. But sit up. I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to me. You are not married 5 years. I'm married 5 years. Sometimes when I'm preaching to you, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to me. To myself. Amen. That is what we call the error of Uzziah. That God decided to spare him the damages of his father. And yet, he found himself right in what God wanted to save him. Listen, the things that God is trying, there are a lot of you, God caught you. I told you, God caught you up early. Last week, Friday, I explained to you that the reason why God saved you early, did he allow you to go through certain things in life before coming to know him, is because he knows what is waiting for you, what is ahead. That's why he saved you. But unfortunately, after you cry, help me, Lord, and the Lord helps you, then you
find your way back into the clutches of hell. It's like you yourself find your way back. Because what you don't know is that when your father or your mother was at your level, the mistakes they did, when they got to the level you're about to get to, there are other setups there. And that one, you think you are broken through, you don't watch them out. I said, I'm preaching to myself. Maybe I know that I'm talking to, so forget about you. But I don't want you to return in the next 40 years. When you are 40, when you are 45, and you tell me that, Daddy, the same thing has happened to me. The same thing. May it never be you in Jesus' name. Because today God has caught us early. Look at how you are on fire. Look at how God is helping you spiritually. He helped Uzziah spiritually. Uzziah started seeking God without anybody chasing him to see God. But by the time he was 50 years, he had turned his heart from God. Solomon sought God. I gave you all the example. How Solomon sought God. The Bible says that, and when Solomon grew old, his wives turned his heart from God. Which people? That means that the very blessing you think you have can turn you away from God. The very blessing, the very thing you say, oh, God bless me with a good job, can be the reason why eventually you abandon God. The very reason that God gave me marriage can be the very reason. God didn't limit Solomon. God allowed him to marry as many as you can. And Solomon walked about with, oh, that I can marry as many as I can. But it cost him God. And that is how Solomon entered into error. So the very blessings you are enjoying today can turn your heart from God. The very blessings you are testifying of can be the reason why you and God be far away, only for the household demons to pounce on you like that. Is it? Go and watch Animal's Kingdom. You understand the dynamism of spiritual warfare and spiritual attack. Say dynamism. The tactics of Satan in rendering spiritual people useless. It is coded in the Animal's Kingdom. Go and watch Animal's Kingdom. Just watch three of how lions hunt. And come and tell me. You will realize a secret. Who did the Bible compare the devil to? A lion. Say he's like a, he's not, he's like a roaring what? Lion, looking for whom to devour. So if you want to understand the dynamisms of who you are fighting against, what animals, what? Not Chinese movie. What animals? Because when I started studying, well, when I got that revelation, I started watching Animal's Kingdom. It's not my favorite though, but I watched it because Bishop Dark says that he likes to watch Animal's Kingdom. So I said, okay, let me also learn wisdom. When an old man talk, you listen. So I just decided. Then the scripture came into life in me. Wow! I saw how the lion can follow an animal for 1 hour. And the animal doesn't know the lion is behind. Oh, so beautiful. Because they are in a group. They are in a company. They are working together. Goat. Ox, huge ox, they are stronger in a sense, they are larger than the lion. And some of you feel you are more powerful, you feel you have gotten the level, you are very powerful, you are anointed. Then the lion is in the woods like that. 1 hour, sometimes 2 hours, he's just lying down, licking his hand every few minutes. Then he's in the woods. Then you see this ox and his family. Just drinking, having family meeting, enjoying themselves, throwing their baby up and down. They don't know that 2 hours ago, a hungry lion is lurking in the forest. Then, as they are having fun and thanking God for new and blessings that have joined them and throwing themselves up and down and enjoying themselves, rolling, then the lion is getting closer. Then when You see, as they are enjoying themselves, they lose God. And sometimes, they leave one behind. The one that, or two that are left behind, chatting. They separate themselves. The lion doesn't attack everybody. He attacks the one separated from the fire. The one that has been given something to do out behind. The one that has been made busy. The one that has been given something that has occupied. They locate that one. You see that? Go and watch Animal's Kingdom and come and tell me. They locate that, then they pounce on those last two, or the last three, or the last one. Then you see that there will be scattered. When there is scattered, they get that last person. Then they pounce on. And no matter how strong the ox is, when the claws of a lion lands at your back, Have you watched Animal's Kingdom? In fact, if that day the ox escapes, he escapes with bleeding wounds. If that day the ox escapes, enter the wound. Because you can't escape the claws of a lion and the teeth of a lion. No. But so they have a wrestling tactics. But you see, my interest is how they attack. They attack those who are enjoying their miracles, enjoying their blessings, having a few days. They attack those who have separated, either through offense. Now he doesn't go to church again. He has separated. Or either through business. Now he's not into spiritual matters. He has separated from the company of the brethren. That's why Paul told them, don't separate yourself from the company of the brethren. It is a practice in the spiritual dimension. May God help you. I said, may God help you.
Lord, for your name is holy. Oh, Lord.
So I'm speaking to you about the errors of King Uzziah. And when King Uzziah grew old, his heart left God. When Solomon grew old, his wives turned his heart from God. So sometimes I've been gathering my pastors, and I tell them, when we were single, we were all company of singles. You were very faithful. You were following all nights, prayer. Now that we have children, now that we have wives, let's be careful. Then when children comes in, I call them again. Now that we have children, let's be careful. When prosperity comes in, I tell them, now that you have a good job, now that money is coming, be careful. You see, you are blessed to have a father who, not by age, but by divine wisdom through observation. Solomon says that, I have seen under the sun. Wise people watches under the sun. Wise people, they watch under the sun. Do you understand under the sun? Under the sun is the air. You know what to tune for? That's what we call under the sun. I have seen under the sun. That's how Solomon puts it. Go and read it. That the race is not to the swift or to the... That in other words, that you learn wisdom by watching what is happening. Don't let it happen to you to learn, though. That's too expensive. Watch what has happened to another brother and take a cue from it. Look at what has happened to another church and take a cue from it. Look at what has happened to another sister and take a cue from it. I hear what I'm saying. I said, when Solomon grew up, the very things he called blessings moved him from God. When Uzziah became powerful and God helped him, the very things that made Uzziah a national celebrity brought him to the altar of national catastrophe. It became a tragedy. So today, when you talk about King Uzziah, you will not even know the nice things I spoke to you about King Uzziah. It doesn't come. When you talk about Amaziah, the scripture all pastors use about Amaziah, if you will remember, is that Amaziah served the Lord, but not with his heart. That's Uzziah's father. That's the description. Uzziah, when he became strong, he rebelled against God. He turned against God. When Solomon's name comes into your mind, what comes? How he married how many? You think the good thing they did doesn't come? As for Uzziah couple here, if not that Reverend Prince has taken time to take you through the life of Uzziah, a lot of you here did not know any good thing about the gentleman called Uzziah. The closest any of you came was his end. How he went. Haven't you heard this scripture? I'm sure you have heard this scripture before. How a certain king went into the temple to burn incense and God killed him. Haven't you heard it before? Yes. Almost every pastor has used it. They don't even know the name of the person. Did you know the name of the person? I know what I'm talking to you about. I hear pastors make that scenario and compare it to David. How David went into the temple and ate the showbread and bent his head. God didn't kill him because David has a priestly anointing. Haven't you heard it before? It was Uzziah they were talking about who went in like David and God killed him. That's the only thing. They never tell you about the success stories of Uzziah because Uzziah failed. I'm sorry to tell you. He felt like his father. He felt like his grandfather because when he grew up, he did things that empowered the authors of his father's house. When he was young, he had success. The things his father couldn't get, he got. The thing where his father couldn't reach, he reached there. But he began in his success. He started to repeat the mistakes of his father. We call it the errors of Uzziah. Put your hand on your head. Say, Father, after you have helped me, may I not repeat the mistakes of my family, the mistakes of Uzziah, the errors of my family. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. So God is committed in helping you. Say, God is committed in helping me. And you cannot cry for 40 days and God says, I will not help you. God is committed. He has heard your prayer. He has heard your cry. He's committed in helping you. As for the issue of, oh, Pastor, will God do it for me? It is settled. God will help you. But what God sent me here to tell you is that after you have been helped and you are strong, don't repeat the errors of Uzziah. So you have to start investigating what were the errors of Uzziah. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, 11. Is that these things that we see, they are for our example. Say they are for our example. That's why I'm teaching it. Else, what do we care about Uzziah? But I took my time. I said, God, open my eyes to know more. If you said Uzziah was marvelously, extraordinarily helped, Lord, let me know the full story of Uzziah. I didn't end in verse 15 where we have been using. I went through verse 16. So when he finished reading the verse 16, how God helped him and he became famous and became powerful, that we have been making noise about. When you finish 15, cross it. And you begin to read the other side. Because there is always another side. Today you are praying for marriage. Oh Lord, I receive marriage. Today you are praying for a job. Oh Lord, I receive a job. Today you are praying for capital for business. Oh Lord, release capital for business. Today you are praying, oh Pastor, anoint me that my womb will be open, that I'll have my own children. Oh, after you are helped by God and you step into that thing called university. I have young people here that I raised who are now in the universities and they tend to slay queens. Shepherds. They are mobile. Changing boys like water. Rescue shepherd. Somebody I raised from childhood. Somebody that I raised like my own child. Get to the university and changes into a changer of voice. By the time he's with this one, he's sleeping with this one, he's chasing this one, he's going here. It's a shame. He can't even keep a good relationship. But you see, that's the error of Uzziah. Meanwhile, somebody had told me that the one you are raising in the future is going to become like this, I would never have believed it. Some of them had the opportunity to sleep in my house. It's not like they were far from the anointing. That's the one people come in the temple. I always say that they thank God. Because it's not everybody around me that turned out well. Let me be quick to tell you. It's not everybody around me. Because there's a personal decision to make. If you fail to make that decision, you'll be shocked that when you are in rescue, but you need to be rescued. Ask somebody, do you need to be rescued? God, you are in rescue. You are a rescue agent, but you yourself need to be rescued. It's very sad. So Uzziah started well. God exposed him to spirituality and helped him to become successful. But when he became successful, he erred. What are the errors of Uzziah? Number one. Should I teach you? Or you just want to pray for help? How many pastors have prophesied help over you? Next week, more are coming. Next week, the giants are coming. They are coming to prophesy help. But my duty as a pastor, what the prophet will not do is what I'm doing. My duty as a pastor is to help you so that what the prophet will come and do will last in your life. Like I'm preparing you. That's why when I take the mic, I don't do the usual. I don't talk about the usual. Because I carry the message for the program, not anybody. I carry the message. Anybody who comes just looks at my team and looks for something to come and tell you. I carry the message. Bible says that he that is sent of God, John chapter 3, he that is sent of God speaks the very words of God, and his unction he gives him without limit. In other words, it is the messenger that carries the message. I'm the messenger to the church. I carry the message. I know what I meant when I wrote extraordinary help. Every other person will use the grammar to explain. I am using the rhema. So what are the errors? Mistakes men are ki Uzziah na mishira ni wie ye no ye ye. E no na shishe. E san se, nyame benam impaibo awa bo isu obepoa. Nemo mo boa wu wia. Set in one back now or da da ma we dim one the da da no. E jina nyame kanso. We will rise up to pray. But look at this. Number one, the mistakes. Take them as your examples. The mistakes of Uzziah. Number one, he became proud and arrogant. Uzziah became proud and arrogant. Everybody say pride. Oh, say pride. Now, the Bible has already told us that pride goes before a fall, isn't it? That anywhere you see pride, you can predict that the person is about to fall into danger. Pride goes before a fall. Now, Uzziah started as a 16 years boy who needed the help of God. Solomon started as a little boy who needed the help of God. And God said, I'll help you. But afterwards, pride came in when they grew up. In his 40s, in his 50s, pride came. After 52 years, oh, Uzziah, pride! Pride. Uzziah talks to the husband rough. I remember you. Are you Uzziah? After you stepped to the university, have you changed? After you stepped into that work, after you started making money, have you changed? There are people that they were your friends until they went to school. You see, when they came back, they are no more your friends. They are no more your friends because pride. 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 Many times. When you are no title, you have time. You are always in church. Cleaning, sweeping, following up. Today when I call, you don't have time. You don't even pick my call. Hey, mobile. Like, when I look at you, there is a certain way that that Kumawood guy says it. You make me funny. He says it some way. When I look at you, you make me funny. I look at you, you funny me. We are mystery. Today you are married. Today you are blessed. Pride has already set in. Now you talk in a certain tone. Oh really? Your time is ticking. Only that you don't know. But I am sparing you. Go and read about Uzziah. Go and read about Solomon. Read about Samson. Don't read about them. People that God used to change history. And when God used them to change history, after they change history, they reset back to history. Are you getting what I'm saying? They change the history of their family. But before they died, they reset themselves back to the history of failure of the family. Oh Lord, help Prince. Lord, help Prince. I don't want to end up like my father. Lord, help me. That should be your prayer. That should be your prayer. That should be your prayer. Yesterday there was a funeral in my family. And made typical of me. I don't expose myself for people to see me so that they will have more reason to fight me. Some of you are good at exposing yourself for the witches to see you physically, so that they can have more reason to be envious and increase the battle. Me, when I'm going to my family house, I park my car far away and I walk there. You are stronger than me. You are more anointed than me. So you go and park in front of your auntie that he doesn't already like. Don't worry. I'm not afraid of them, but I have too much work. I don't have time for certain battles. So that the mini of that, yes, sir. Now, Omo Nim Juma me di cramp on who more information pen or more. No, and yeah, easy. And now, almost the physical informants as I come. So, for me, I've been using wisdom in Quay. In Quay, why a yard contract? A human if you don't know dinner here. A year be open outside, now change room. Now change you, Auntie Memuna, Auntie Haja. Now change you. Who is that? Who is serviceable? Who change you in our show? Shibrim. Your show. Yeah, because I said, oh, what did you do? When you know, oh, are you fine, Papa? Now, hey, make sure I saw your brand and baby feel. Your show, Shibrim. Catch up, is that your show, Shibrim? Hey, who are you, man? I know, no one crying. Oh, why are you fine, Papa? Why are you finding now account it? And I'm in my panel no monsa. And I'm in my panel yet rasta dreadlock. And I'm in my panel basa. And I'm in my panel mobra. And they are combined. You see, before they didn't have your time. But that day they saw you with a car, they have your time. You don't know how spiritual things work. That day they saw you with a car. From that day they have your time. And that's why we knew one is so crazy. Or yes, it's on your mouth. Momo be so dear. Muye shishinim. Muye shishinim. Oh, ko ebusia program. What fa o boyfriend edu wechi. Na one ne jinjia. Eh, Berman nini. Berman nini. Berman nini. Obeye Berman sa. So obeye uknu. Omo beshe. Kada. Ponze mpranchini kwa mkoye. Na wawye. Looking, face looking. Some of you go to, you think I'm lying. There are some of you here that you go to funeral and you carry your boyfriend go and display. Not in a crowd. And they say be a woman me wuna efe and on the side a baby. And umpono baby I was all in the hoosie. Or con a view serve ya who's a 81 or 20 past. Father, Sanya Yeno. Sanya Yeno, you're finding refuge and chia. The people call you knocking 6 months, 6 months, they matter. Because after the knocking, there is a meeting. And I'm forgiving poor ones, I'm knocking, you know, you're the Tariah, yeah, you're worried. I come out, open your arrangement now, I release. We are not afraid of them, but we are not ignorant of how they operate. So there are battles I'll cross over from over to me because they're. But there are battles that one out from my home. O di ahumaswa frefre. O di dressing shepe frefre. Huh? O di display ene frefre. O bi a onso honda he. Na wako tiano by force. Oh, minimum. Oh, yeah, why? Eh, we na miyesi miyesi ba. Hey, and a way you say. Eh, new age ma wey. No a valko. Who a valko? E deni valko. Oh, yeah, what tema? Yeni a ye say. Yeni a ye say no. I say ah. Miche ono ne ba no etin samba. Na e ya woka obu be mi kanu wefu. Oh, would you want another person's child to be better than your child? It's natural. It's natural. Obia peni be ye. All the favorite see when you na display. Up to today, my family members, if they even see my child, they can't recognize her. They can't. They can't recognize her because they hardly see her. Every day you meet me, I'll give you an excuse. Oko school, no OTV. Oko school. Why are you busy? They hardly see my wife. My family hardly see my wife. Eh? And your wife, she doesn't come for everything. Hey, baby, how you doing there? Or maybe, then, that's why I've come. She's going to work. If she has morning shift, and the thing is in the morning, and she has evening shift, I say she has morning shift. If I go in the evening, the thing is morning, I say, like, ask of my wife, I say she never stays home. But that day she stays home. But I always say she's busy. I have a reason. The lesser they interact with you and your family, the better for you. There was a funeral there, and my sister called me. Oh, our auntie, they say we should all come. Then I said that, oh, you know what? I'm very, very busy, but I'm not around. When you go tell them that I've traveled, I'm out, gone far, I'm not coming on. Tell them that you see your brother, he's not far, he's not around. So he will come later. When he comes, he will come. So when she went and then she called me and saw that she would not go and choke me, so I gave her transportation. You have to use wisdom. So I sponsored her going. Said, I take this. And she's happy. 100 Ghana transportation bed. Said, take transportation and go. So she crashed. She wished she wouldn't come because you will get 100. So I said, take 100 and go. When they ask you, I'm not there. Yeah, Pastor, you are lying. Go and ask why Abraham lied. When you get the answer, come and ask me why I lied. Say wisdom. Obie di tu aba, o papa wo hin fana mi nkunu. Udi no kra eji mi. You tell them that oh, my father is here. Then they shot your father pole. Wisdom, say wisdom. Oh, what I'm saying is not in the Bible. Should I give you a scripture? That it is not every answer you must speak the truth. Should I give you a scripture? The answer you answer with wisdom, not the truth. When God sends someone, what did God tell someone? Go and anoint a new king. And someone said that, God, Saul will kill me. And God didn't say no. God said, yes, I know Saul will kill you. But when you go, don't tell them that you have come to get a king. Lie to them that you are coming to for sacrifice. When you get there, sacrifice. When you finish, look out. A certain boy will come. Anoint him as the king and run away for your life. From that day, Saul didn't see Samuel again. But he has anointed the boy. Years after, Samuel was dead, but the boy became the king. But God told him, be wise. Don't tell Samuel, Saul, that you are coming to make a king. Otherwise, he will kill him. And don't tell the people in the area you are coming for a king. Enter into a certain house called Jesse. When you enter, ask him for his sons. Keep them in the room, don't bring them out. And look out for them. I'll show you who the king is. He went there and said, who is this one? It's not this one, it's not this one. Ask him that, where's the last one? Say, okay, where, how about this, your son? No, there's a certain secret one somewhere. Say, bring him. He brought the boy, cool, in their room. They anointed him. Then he went out, away. Saul never knew that a new king has been anointed. He was still on the throne. So I'm not telling you that go and lie and be lying rough. But I'm telling you. Because Bible says all liars should go to hell, isn't it? But there is where wisdom comes in. So, Pastor God, if I'm supposed to come to church, or I'm supposed to come and do something for a church member, and maybe I've disappointed, I've overslept or something, and the person is so disappointed. When they ask you, what will you tell them? That old daddy, son or your wada? I'm casual. I said, never want to nipa so. Nipa that say don't want to nipa. Obedu, will you come and say that? That will be your end in my life. It should. That will be your end in my life. It's not wisdom. You can't be my assistant. Then why did I leave you as an assistant? You rather come and you say that, oh, daddy really wanted to be here, but he's not around. He really wanted to, but for one or two assignments, go and read. Go and read the book. It's in the office. I'm not the one who wrote it. It's called wisdom. That's why some of you, your bosses, they sack you because they can't work with you. You are not wise. Otherwise, you answer rough. There are things, if you can't give an answer, keep quiet. But for you to give an answer that will destroy a lot of things, you keep mute. Or you look for a wise way to answer. That's what God told Samuel. But that's not my message, but it seems like you people have led me, it's like I have to defend myself. Uzziah became proud. Amen. Tell somebody, after God blesses you, don't be proud. Now me boy now worry we are men ya humaswo. Now me boy now nesika na ohwehwe na men ya humaswo. Now me boy now ni adwuma ni we are men ya humaswo. Now me boy now wososo uko school men ya humaswo. Now me boy now so to me sis at any bia men ya humaswo. Announce it to three people. Tell them around you all that I've told you. Men ya humaswo. That is the error of Uzziah. That's the error of Uzziah. Don't be proud. Say, Lord, help me not to be proud. 2 Chronicles 26, verse 26. We'll rise up to pray soon. Now, he said, but when he was strong, now this is where the problem is. When he became strong, verse 15. Okay, let me start from verse 15. Everybody knows the story, how it ended in verse 15, how God helped this man. And he made in Jerusalem engines invented by cunning men to be on the towers, upon the bulwarks, to shoot arrows and great stones without. And his name spread afar abroad. For he was extraordinarily helped. So he was strong. But after Pekka, child of God. Verse 16. But when he was strong, tell somebody, watch it. Everybody, let's read together. But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction. Stop there. His heart was what? Lifted up. After he became, it's like me praying, oh God, lift up rescue, take us to all the nations. Then after rescue enters international, then my workings change. That's what I'm talking about. Then now you can't see pastor, your own pastor. Now you can't see me again. I can't see you. You need 5 years before you can meet me. Now you can't see me again. Now when you even see me, I say that, oh daddy, it's like me who with my 15 bodyguards. I even lift up my head to wave. Meanwhile, when I was in the classroom, you were the one helping me. You were the one assisting me. You were the one working with me. You were the one, you even buy for me to eat some. Then when I became big man, now when you even say, daddy, I don't even look at you. Now, do you want God to bless such a person? You don't need to answer, but I know your heart. He said, no. Would you like that? Oh, yes. Yes. How many of you are dating someone and then the person tells you that I've gotten a scholarship, I'm traveling outside and I'm going, and then the person tells you that when I go, I don't know whether I will leave you or I will not leave you. Won't you come back to the altar? Say, my father, any opportunity that will separate us, cut fire. You see, all of a sudden you have become a holy devil. Holy devil, you are against somebody's breakthrough. reason is because the lifting is about to separate you, and you are just a natural person. You love the person, you don't want to lose the person. So when let's pray for the church to become big, for the church to become whatever, and you happen to get a dream, a small dream about me, and in the dream, after the church became big, I now started doing something that you saw it. From that day, when we lift up the prayer, you won't pray. Because you have seen something you are afraid of. Hey, Papa, no. Nami Peja, sorry, no. Obedani Mugabe. Or it became something. So as we are fasting and we are praying, the Lord has heard us. Say amen. But God says, I should tell you that after He helps you, Obwa Uriya, Shana Humasuamba. Jania, I am fresh. It's me poor. I was saying, me do fina me Jani fresh. Hey! On page Jani, I say, please. Tell somebody, don't be proud. Bible says that after King Uzziah became strong, his heart was lifted. Put your hand on your heart. Say, Father, help me. Do you know that God knows the end from the beginning? That is the reason why He hears some prayers. He delays in hearing some prayers. The reason is because until He's very sure of what you will become, He's afraid to give you what you are looking for. Until God can trust me that when I raise dead bodies, I will not start walking in the moon. Oh yeah. God will not let me raise the dead, even though I'll be dreaming it in my dreams. Some of you, what have you dreamt it in your dreams? Some of you dream you are picking money. Say, so for me, so I am me kind sika, sir. But physically, it's not like that. That means that what you have seen is your future, but your present, God is working it. He's working you. He's preparing you so that when you now qualify for the dollars you saw counting, He will unleash them on you. But there are people who dream it till they die, because they never pass the exam. You see, the greatest prayer I pray for people is that, Lord, help the person to pass whatever test there is, so that the blessing can show forth. Because you see, as you're sitting, you say, oh Lord, oh, who will be proud? Nobody will lift his hand to be proud. Nobody. If I tell you that the work you are looking for now, when you get it, if I tell you, you doubt it. You tell me that Pastor Tofiakwa, me pa, the way me the new day. How if you do such? You give me advice, but when the Lord blessed Uzziah, his heart was lifted up. I know SU presidents and SU executives who got to tertiary and they backslided. But if God made them, if God allowed them to fail and they didn't get to tertiary, you see how they will accuse God. Meanwhile, God knew that something was waiting for them. And He needs them to be saved than to be lost. So God wants them to sit at home writing remedials until He works on their character, so that He can trust them with freedom of tertiary. I guess what I'm saying. That's why some of us, God didn't allow us to go to certain countries. Perhaps we would have gotten wasted. That's why some of us, God didn't answer certain prayers immediately, because it would have killed us. It would have destroyed us. Solomon asked for riches and wisdom. And the same wisdom and riches was what attracted the Queen of Sheba. to Solomon. The same blessing attracted the women Solomon slept with. Song of Solomon is believed that Solomon was writing about the black queen, that's the queen of Sheba. Look at the romantic words that Solomon used. But what brought queen of Sheba was the wisdom. So listen, the Land Cruiser you are praying about, it will not just come and help you to come to church and pick up the souls. Like you are telling God that, God, if I have a car, like I will use it to pick these souls from the roadside. It will not only pick souls from the roadside, it will also attract slave queens. Can you manage it? Can you manage it? The house that you are praying that, God, give me money to rent. I have stayed in the church building for too long. I have slept in the church room for too long. I have stayed with my friend for too long. Lord, give me money to be a man of my own and rent my own house. The same house that you have, that you say that, when I have my own house, I can wake up when I want and pray. God, can't you see that I cannot pray in this house? God, when I wake up at dawn, I have to disturb my friend. So I cannot pray in the middle of the night. I can't even do online prayer because my mother is complaining. So God, give me a house. I announce to you that when the house comes, it will also be a playing field for girls. To be a playing field. It will attract girls. They'll tell you, ah, let me come and visit you. Some of them will not even tell you. You are just there. You hear, kok, kok, kok. I was passing by and I decided to say hello. Brother Thomas. Tell somebody, when God helps you, check pride. It is some of you, you know, in Paguá, you have bought 40 days. I hear Jumao. And so you're slow. Gives you away. The things you carelessly say gives you away. You know, maybe I would want to camp. You think that your words are giving you away, but there is pride on the inside. So when you finish my, you see, you'll be doing them like that, treating them like they don't matter. Just they say, I'm a TV, I'm in your share, you know, and until that, I'm a family in your share, until I'm in my name, from I'm the one check, now, you are giving yourself away, you are showing that there is pride on the inside. Is God speaking to someone? I don't like what I'm saying. So tonight, one of the prayers that you must pray is that, Lord, work on me. Work on me. So that when you help me, I will not lose it. Because some of you, God's help will not show forth unless he has worked on your heart. You can't handle what you are asking for. It will destroy you, to take you away. It took Solomon away from God. Solomon was God's baby boy. God loved Solomon. Yet, it took Solomon away from God. It took Uzziah, 16 years boy that God helped, took him away. Pride. But pride goes before a fall. May God save you. May God save you. May God save you. Deuteronomy 8 verse 13 to 17. Turn it. Deuteronomy 8 verse 13 to 17. Everybody read it. Read it. One go. And when the heads and the flocks multiply, may your own heads and flocks multiply. He's talking about prosperity. When your money start increasing, and your companies and your cars and your houses start increasing, that's what he's talking about. And thy silver. Oh, have you stopped reading? Read it. Are you angry? Read it. If you're angry, don't come tomorrow. It's an advice. Read it. One go. and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast, when it's multiplied, what will happen? What will happen? Go to the next. What will happen? Everybody read. Then thy heart be lifted up. Say, it is the same format. Human beings are such that you see a video, a zi abuana, ni sunku. When you are in your room, you hear the animal. That means if you get iodine, the day you do this animal a favor and you want tie the leg, when it's going, the sound will be different, true or not true? That's what our forefathers said. They said when the animal is caught in the trap, the way it cries is different. And it is the reality of life. That is why God is warning them. This is not me, it's God warning them. Is that what? Then thy heart be lifted up. And thou, please read it with me. This one was Sunday's message. Oh, I wasn't here. So Pastor Jonah didn't preach this one. It's my message, so I'm now preaching. Read it. Then thy heart be what? And thou. Hey, they are not reading. And thou. Thou forget the Lord thy God. You remember the Lord thy God. Now, one kind, one of a kind. You don't have anybody to help you, so it is God. But after you are blessed, it says that forget. Then thou shalt forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, brought you forth out of trouble. Then no, go to the next. Who led thee? Oh, you are no more reading. See that you are no more. You don't like what I'm talking about. Read it. One go. Who led thee through that great and terrible wilderness, wherein were fiery serpents and scorpions and drought, where there was no water? Who brought thee forth water out of the rocks of flames? He's rehearsing the things God did. When you had no money to do anything, when you had no help, when you had nothing's working, nobody even passes by and sees you and say that, oh sweet, why is your nobody wants to marry you. After a certain brother marries you, then you now start behaving some way. You are forgotten. The dad who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy father, this is God talking to his human being, and God created human beings. He knows that human beings, we have forgetfulness. Say, I will fear with them, Nipa. So God is warning human beings. He said, who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not? And what happened? That he might humble you, that he might prove thee to do thee good at thy latter end. He said, he fed you manna so that he will humble you. There are some troubles God made you go through. When he opens a small door, and you get a small breakthrough, you see that you become thank you, Father. He has humbled you. He has made you realize that by your strength you cannot do this. By your strength, maybe your hope was in sister A, was in brother A, then they fail you. They see that the help comes to you narrowly, narrow escape. Why can't it be? Then see, he humbles you. He said that God made you went hungry, sir. Then he rained manna on you. Then when he got the manna, thank God. Then he humbled you. Then you now realizing that now God is the one I should look up to. God's the one. I'm teaching you Bible. And thou say in thy heart, my power says that when you now become strong. Otherwise, if it doesn't humble you and make you go through things, you will now say that by my power. Oh, have you changed it? Yes. And thou say in thy heart. Everybody read it one go. My power and the might of my hand has gotten me this wealth. You will say that it's my school qualification. Because I was intelligent in school. Because I was beautiful. It was my beauty that you followed. But when beauty has failed you, because for years all your makeup didn't work, your make down didn't work, your make side didn't work, then when God gives you a husband, you will not say that my beauty has got it. When you have the qualification and you chase from job to job and you don't get it, and narrowly God helps you to get a job, you will not say that my CV. You will not go about organizing classes on how to write a pleasing CV. CV that gets 100% job. Because you feel you are now a master of CV writing. Because you wrote CV and the VRA employed you. A joker. Then you now say that it is God. When somebody asks you, how did you get that? I say, it's God. Oh. Because when you bring out bread, and sana obi bwao, and sana obi sope, and sana coin be pieba, you nim bring out bread. Listen, it's not funny. Oh. Sometimes when we say it that way, you think that every lady get proposal is a lie. There's a lady I know. It's not like somebody said, a lady I know, closer to us, not in this church per se, but she has visited this church before. The lady that I know came for our wedding is related to me and my wife. Close friend. Since childhood, she has completed university. I said, she has done what? She is working, gainfully employed, makes money than me and my wife because of where she was posted. Doing well. But, on one day, Muslim, suffer. Like to call and say, never. If I'm lying, God can judge me. That never. You think that you are even blessed? Yes, sister. Catch up, you are even blessed. You are even blessed. Who put the yes, say, yeah, yeah, back in and talk, but at least, Obi Bizarre say, and you say, wait about this one. At least now go be a shop no be a say. Tell your sister to humble yourself. The fact that I'm calling you simple is a blessing. It's a blessing. Is it not a blessing? Amen. But you see, these same people, when they've not gone through that, God says that, then they will say that my power and the strength of my hand, my connection, is because I know my father. My father works here and there, and my father connected me. Your father could have died before you got there. Lift up your right hand and say, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Make me ready for your help. Make me ready. Say it. Make me ready for your help. Qualify me, Lord, for where I am disqualified. Qualify me. Qualify me. Because you see, as we are talking, you see, I'm making it hilarious. The reason I'm making it hilarious is because you are young people. You are youth. When I'm preaching to youth, my strategy is different. Follow me. When I'm preaching to adults, it's different. I'm using a hilarious way of sending a message that will stick to you. Stick in your heart for years. So don't trivialize what I'm saying. Because this is the reason why some people will do 40 and do back 40, front 40, do 40 and 40 and 40 and 40, and you look as if God hasn't answered. But it is because when God looks at the future, he sees an arrogant lady. He sees a proud man who cannot be controlled, who cannot be talked to, like Uzziah. And God doesn't need any more Uzziahs to disappoint him. So you see that God is minding his business. And you are still crying for help. And it's not answering you. You are so crying for help. Because when he sets your heart, you are arrogant. You are arrogant. You are not afraid of any authority. You don't care about any authority. You can talk your mind to any authority. Bam, 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 bam. Then as for me, I cannot keep my mouth quiet. Keep it up. Today that you are poor, you can't keep your mouth quiet. Today that you don't have anything, you can challenge your leaders. You can throw at your leader, give and take. And you think that you are just how do they say it? Like you are bold. And me, I'm not a hypocrite. Me, I don't keep things. Me, I'm outspoken. Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for. Me, I am outspoken. My dear, if you are proud, don't mix it with outspokenness. Don't mix it. Because being outspoken does not mean be disrespectful. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It does not mean lose wisdom. There is a place to shut up. And there's a place to talk. Being outspoken does not mean you embarrass your leader. Being outspoken does not mean that you speak at the wrong time. Comedia, baby hamia, so for me the mit me ye di. I will say me can't free me mo. Me carry an free me mo. A few mu na say at here. A few mu ye na say at here. Choose wisdom. You are such a person today that you don't even have. Look at how you are. If God gives you money, you are the one who can get up in a meeting and say, stop what you are saying. We pay tithe in this house for you to build the church, so you cannot come in because you think you have money. If you leave, the church will go down. Today you don't have anything. You are already challenging things. You are proud. This is the unfortunate end of almost all humanity. Lucifer ended like that. Adam ended like that. You know, it was pride that brought Adam down. I don't know. It was pride that brought Adam down. You were not told. Why did Adam eat the fruit? Because Satan told them that the day you eat of it, your eyes will open and you will know good and evil and you will become like God. That's what we call pride. Trying to become bigger than what God wants you to be or how you are supposed to portray yourself. You become like God. And Satan said, I will rise and I will become like the Most High. And Bible says that he was brought down. And Satan told the same thing to Adam and Eve. And they bought it because they wanted to become just like God. And so that they will not answer to God anymore. God will come and say, how is the chimpanzee? How are they? I told you to take care of this one. No more. Pride. It has become the unfortunate end of all humanity. Rescue people. You are my sons and daughters. I pray for you. I anoint you. I counsel you. I direct you. I fast for you. You are the reason why I'm still in Ghana doing the things that I am doing. You are the reason why I am not living the life I dreamt of. I am sacrificing to see you rise up. I am sacrificing to see you do well. Rescue people. Let me submit to you. God wants to help you. But be careful of the error of Uzziah. Be careful of pride. Be careful of arrogance. Be careful of your heart being lifted up. Be careful of trusting in your own strength and in your own might and thinking that your own diligence is what is putting food on your table. Yeah. Yeah. I know people who used to talk like, it's not a church. It's not a church that puts food on my table. Today, the work that they are doing is shaking. They are struggling because their strength is in the work. They don't regard church. They don't even come. They have the effrontery to say it's not the church that puts food on their table. May pride not destroy you. I said, may pride not what? May pride not what? He became arrogant. If you don't want to fall into pride, you must from today start building systems. Start doing what? Build systems that will put a check on you. I said, you should do what? systems that will put a check on you so that when God blesses you, it will keep you in check. That is why I put myself under the archbishop. He told
my wife,
anytime he troubles you, call me. Why trouble such a person? That bishop told my wife that anytime he troubles you, call me. So if I don't want to be a good boy, I must be. Say systems. No, listen, all of us have tendencies to be proud. Put yourself under someone. Eh? No matter how big you become, look for someone who can speak into your life. Are you getting it? Look for someone who can call you and say that, come, what you are doing is wrong. Nyame can say, se umpe se, ahuma suobeba umu, a nyame intimi pejao. She said, in your ma, ebema debi obebre onwase. Bibi ti se, to umu she, we sofu bi, asia obetimi, enu wakasa, uye wronga obetima kanwini. She said, penyibia, uferino, a uye bibi obetimi no wakasa. Who are you if there is nobody who can talk to you? Who are you? So who knew you be to me? You are in trouble. So no matter how big you are, somebody should be able to pick a phone and say, come to my office right now, and you are there. I guess what I'm saying. If you tell somebody, if you don't have that, you are in trouble. Have that, you are in trouble. If as you are there, say, oh yeah, baby, they see why you to me report to anybody. Oh, my mean to me report to anybody. You yourself, nobody will see you and call you to order. That of late, I don't see you well. You are in trouble. You are in trouble. You are in trouble. That means you have no shepherd. You have no leader. You have nobody you are rendering accounts to. Set systems. And open a 30 man, you. Me and I'm 30 here. Me and I'm 30 here. Me and I'm 30 here. I took my wife to the archbishop. I could have kept her away and never let anybody see her. She will not even know anybody who can talk to me. That when I'm doing something, she will cry till she dies. Nobody who can talk to me. But I expose her to my adopted parents. She can walk there easily, make any complaint, and I'm in trouble. I'm in trouble. Systems, say systems. So build systems. When you get to school, build systems. Look for the chaplain there and go and report yourself. I've joined this school. I am a Krife from my house. I have come here. I don't know anybody. Please, can you father me here? Build systems. You go to stay in an area. Nobody there knows that you are shepherd. You are A, you are B, you are C. Get the good people. Build systems. Join certain good things over there so that you can have accountability. I get what I'm saying. Build systems. I don't know what Pastor Eko can do that I can't talk about. No, he's my assistant. But he knows. Can I just call him? Good. I don't like A, B, C, D. Do this, do that. There was a time I told him that I don't like his haircut. Do you remember? I told him that the way you cut your hair like a child. Don't crop your hair like that. Already you are smallish like me, Dada. So when you crop your hair like that, people will see you to be young. Meanwhile, you are a big man. The whole rescue, you are my assistant. You can't crop your hair like that. There are systems that are even controlling his haircut. I said, leave the hair. Leave some of the hair. Some of the hair. Ask somebody, don't I call you to the office? If it's troubling his beloved, come to me. Then I said, where are you? Come here. Quick! True or not true? You see him quiet like that, he's troublesome. You see, the thing you are innocent. Hey, over there, he can't kill like a fowl. It's troublesome. anything. Tell them. No matter how big he is or he's becoming. Unless I don't call. But this week somebody came to me. Why? The person has been chasing me for about like 1 week. What's the issue? He went to see Mr. Aneta. Mr. Aneta said he should come to me. If I talk, it's fine. So when the person came out, I said, go back. Tell him that I don't want to talk anything. He should make his own decision. Because I promise that I will never talk for anybody in this church to somebody again. So I will not. You should go back. Some of the people have spoken for the all disappointment. But he could have done anything he wants to do, but he says, go and talk to daddy. Everything he does, whether family, whether his children, whether wife, well, everything. In fact, who he married, I instrumentalized it. Have you regretted? Oh, that one day I picked the phone. I said, Ajoima, Charlie, one of my sister, actually, Ernestina, Edien, slim one. I think she's a nice girl. So I am bringing her to yourself. Start working with her. But when you are working with her, check other dimensions. I said, check other dimensions. If the other dimensions you think she can be your wife, let me know. I mean, today they are married with three or how many children? Two and a half. Say systems. And if there is something that he's doing, all the wife needs is to send me WhatsApp. Just WhatsApp. The case is settled. You see, when you build system, that's why God will keep blessing certain people. Because they have built systems of humility around them. Somebody talks to them. Somebody tells them that, no, you are making a mistake. Don't tell them, no, the way you are handling this one, it will not work. Tell them. Sometimes I called him, I said, listen, the way you are handling your workers, they will collapse their business. Do it this way, do it that way, change this, change that. There's somebody that looks sick. Now, if you don't build those systems, you are on your own, one man. You do what you want. Your pastor can't talk about you. That is Uzziah. If I continue, you see that his pastor Azariah spoke to him that, Uzziah, what you are going to do is wrong. Bible says Uzziah became angry with his pastor. And God struck him. You'll be angry with your pastor. God can strike anything in your life. He may not strike with sickness, though. He can strike your pocket. He can strike your business. He can strike something. You'll be shocked. When you lift up your heart, nobody can talk to you. Sit down. Ask somebody by you, what systems have you built? When I started the church, somebody went to my spiritual father and reported me. Do you know the complaint the person went to report me? Another senior man of God, somewhere in Awushi or so, reported me because I invited him to come and have program with us in the classroom. When he came, he saw four of his church members in my church. In the classroom. Now let me ask you a question. If I knew they were church members, would I invite him there? At all? I didn't know. I never entered into his church room to go and steal anybody. I'm growing my grass. And my sheep came to chew. And as my sheep were coming, your sheep followed my sheep because they are hungry. They came to chew. And they said they liked the grass. And they kept chewing. and kept you awake. And now they laid, the Bible says that he made me lie down beside the still waters. They laid there to make that place their home. Is it my fault? Should I sack them? I cannot. And so when I went, I explained to my pastor that, oh, he said that I don't even know where his church is. And me, I knew him through you, my pastor. That's why I invited him over to come and also bless us. I didn't even know that these people, my souls are born for evangelism, and they went to win souls, and they came, and they've come to love the church, and they've stayed. I have not done anything. I'm even surprised. But the issue is that when he was looking for someone to report me to, he got someone. When we are looking for someone to report you to, who we find? You are too big. There's nobody who we can look for. Say, God, help me. God, help me. When God help you, can we talk to you? Can we help control you in such a way that you will not blow up and become a problem to your generation? Can we help you so that you don't lose your marriage? Or now when we talk to you, it doesn't matter. That's what God is speaking to us about. It's the error of Uzziah. Pride. Clap your hands. Rise up to your feet. Rise up to your feet.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.